Yeah. He'll get it.
Okay. I think this is a little bit important for me, this question I'm asking. For instance, if a devotee is acting on the instruction of the guru, instruction of, superiors, yes, also instruction of Krishna. So, would there be any forum for him to lament when there is victory? Would there be any forum for him to lament when there is victory on the instruction or on the duty that is being assigned for him to do?
Most of it is there any forum?
Will there be any forum? And will there be any time for him to lament when there is,
He's acting. He's only whatever the devotee, his disciple, is doing. He's acting under the order of Guru or Krishna or
superiors. Yes.
So, should there be any cause for him to lament?
Yeah.
If a disciple is trying his best to sincerely execute, carry out, and follow the order of his guru, would there be any cause for his fear or lamentation? Well, there's different types of lamentation. Shok. In Gita, Krishna says, he tells Arjuna, he says, Ashochan anvashochans cha. Ashochan, he said, Ashoch means to lament. He says, you're lamenting for that which should not be lamented. So while Krishna was instructing Arjuna in transcendence and in atma-tattva gyan and in dharma ashram duties, he said, you're attached to the bodies of your own body and the bodies of your relatives, and you're lamenting for them. So this is maya, this type of lamentation. But there's also spiritual lamentation, shok, vishok, described in Ujjval Nilamani. So in the life of a devotee, guru mukha padma vakya chitete kuriya aikya, his movements, his thoughts, his speech are simply expressions of the divine consciousness and divine will of guru and God, Hari Guru Vaishnava. These are his role models, and these are his teachers. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Their Vakya, Mahajan Vakya, Guru Vakya, or Krishna Vakya. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Vakya, words. So there should be no lamentation or no attachment to his body or to his bodily relatives. For example, he may lament. It's a possibility that the neophyte disciple lamentation or shoch may enter into his consciousness if the guru gives him a very bitter or difficult order to execute. Krishna was giving Arjuna a very difficult order to execute, and he was not so surrendered. Finally, karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prachami, he became surrendered. Shishyaste mam shalimam tvam prapanam, he surrendered. Shishyastehamam, I'm your shishya, shishyastehamam, I am your disciple, now I'm surrendered to you, I'll do whatever you want. That's in chapter 2, verse 7. But before that, there was a little pulling teeth, a little difficult. So the guru may give an order, all right, you're a grihastha person, and you're living with your devotee wife and family, but I want you to go with one sannyasi and open a temple. I want the two of you to travel to China and preach for 6 months. So then the disciple will say, yes, Gurudev, dasasmi. But then he may lament because of his attachment to his wife and children. He may be executing the order of the guru. As you said, is there any room or any scope, place for lamentation when a disciple is executing the order of the guru? Here's one example. There can be many. He's executing the order of the guru. He submits. He agrees. And he goes to China with that sannyasi to help him preach because he's a good preacher, and guru decides that would be best for Krishna consciousness, for everyone. But the grihastha disciple devotee may be lamenting, oh, this is a very difficult katin agya, very hard order of my guru to leave my family, wife, and go there. So he's lamenting. So there is, even in the life of devotees, there may be material lamentation, which Krishna decries in Bhagavad Gita, shochan anvashochans tvam. You're lamenting for that which should not be lamented. Now, a second type of lamentation of a disciple in executing the order of the guru may be more of a spiritual type, where he's trying his best to fulfill the order, but he's lamenting his lack of ability to do it nicely. He says, oh, I can't do this nicely, or Gurudev has sent me out here to distribute books. That's his order, but after a few hours I get so tired I have to sit down and I can't go anymore. I'm lamenting about my body is too weak, or my knees hurt, or I'm attached to my body, I can't stand anymore, I can't walk. And so he's lamenting not out of bodily attachment, but lamenting because of his type of a spiritual lamentation and his inability to fully act according to his guru's order, or to nicely and most expertly and perfectly execute the service that he's been asked to give. Even you see, you take it to the highest realm of the gopis and Braj Leela, and they're also lamenting. But when Krishna went to Mathura, then the gopis are saying to each other, oh, I don't think our love, they were lamenting, I don't think our prema is very genuine. What kind of love did we have for Krishna? If our prema was genuine, was real, true, and pure, then why did Krishna leave us? Because prema is chumbak, it's karshan, it's binding, like iron filings. Pieces of iron get bound and stuck on a magnet. Hindi, that's called chumbak. The word chumbak also means kiss. Two people come together, stuck. So that's called chumbak. Actually, the word for magnet, you know, magnet, sticks things in. It's called chumbak. And also the word for kiss is chumbak. So that prem, the bhakta bhagwan prem sambandha, the attracting force and the dynamic cementing quality of pure love, it's inseparable. That's the very definition of prema that's given in Ujjala Nilamani. True love or prema is such that even if there's a cause, there's a good reason, there is a cause to break that love. Oh, my lover, he's cheated on me, and he's insulted me, and he's lied to me, and he stood me up, and he's done so many hard things and bad things to me. I'm walking out. I don't want to love him anymore. So that love between two may break for some reason. But spiritual prema, Krishna prema and braj, is to find prema, the prema of Krishna's devotees is so great, and even if there is just cause or a good cause to leave Krishna or stop loving Krishna, the devotee doesn't stop loving Krishna. Ashlishiva paratam panashtamam adarshanam mamatam karotiva yatatata vavadalampata vidadatu lampato mat prananatasu seva. He's a lampat. Krishna's a lampat. That means he's a gallant. Gallant means he's a nagar. Nagar means he's going here, there, this gopi, this one, that one. With me sometimes, and loves me and thrills me, and then he drops me and runs away, breaks my heart, or thrills me to no end in ecstasy by an intense prema lingata loving embrace. This is Krishna. Doesn't matter what he does, he can make me, he can break me, he can take me, he can shake me, he can throw me, he can pull me. I always love him. And this is the definition of prema. And Radharani's prema is the greatest. Yet, when Krishna left Braj with Akrura, on that fateful day in Phagun month, Phagun Trayodasi, before Shivratri, and went to Mathura with Balaram, then the gopis were doubting. Oh, they were lamenting. Oh, our love. What is our love? I thought we had prema. So many things Krishna did to us. He ran around with other gopis, and he right in front of me, he embraced another gopi, kissed another gopi. He came into the kunja with a garland full of kunkum from embracing the breast of another lady. And that kunkum from her breast was left marked on his garland. And he's so disconsidered that he didn't even remove the evidence. Didn't even remove the garland before he came to see me. Walks proudly into the kunja. Look at my garland. It's all full of kunkum, which is solid proof that he's been embracing another lover, which means a rival, Vipaksha. And still we loved him, still we accepted him. Kishankam? Ponder a minute. So, but yet he left us. Although our love is so genuine, so true, so pure, so selfless, so self-forgetful. So then the gopis were lamenting, oh, gopis, what is wrong with us? Why Krishna left us? It must be our fault. So that's also lamenting, a shochan, but on the highest level of transcendental unat ujvala prema, the Shringar prema of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So these are different ways that devotee may lament.